Chapter 14. Mini Retirements. Embracing the Mobile Lifestyle. Before the development of tourism, travel was conceived to be like study, and its fruits were considered to be the adornment of the mind and the formation of the judgment. Paul Fussell, Abroad. The simple willingness to improvise is more vital in the long run than research. Rolf Potts, Vagabonding. Upon Sherwood's return from Oktoberfest, dazed from killing neurons but the happiest he's been in 4 years, the remote trial is made policy, and Sherwood is inducted into the world of the new rich. All he needs now is an idea of how to exploit this freedom and the tools to give his finite cash near-infinite lifestyle output. If you've gone through the previous steps, eliminating, automating, and severing the leashes that bind you to one location, it's time to indulge in some fantasies and explore the world. Even if you have no ache for extended travel or think it's impossible, whether due to marriage or mortgage or those little things known as children, this chapter is still the next step. There are fundamental changes I and most others put off until absence, or preparation for it, forces them. This chapter is your final exam in Muse design. The transformation begins in a small Mexican village. Fables and Fortune Hunters. An American businessman took a vacation to a small coastal Mexican village on doctor's orders. Unable to sleep after an urgent phone call from the office the first morning, he walked out to the pier to clear his head. A small boat with just one fisherman had docked, and inside the boat were several large yellowfin tuna. The American complimented the Mexican on the quality of his fish. "How long did it take you to catch them?" the American asked.
"Only a little while," the Mexican replied in surprisingly good English.
"Why don't you stay out longer and catch more fish?" the American then asked.
"I have enough to support my family and give a few to friends," the Mexican said as he unloaded them into a basket.
"But what do you do with the rest of your time?" The Mexican looked up and smiled.
"I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take a siesta with my wife, Julia, and stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life, senor."
The American laughed and stood tall. "Sir, I'm a Harvard MBA and can help you. You should spend more time fishing and with the proceeds buy a bigger boat. In no time you could buy several boats with the increased haul. Eventually you would have a fleet of fishing boats." He continued, "Instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you would sell directly to the consumers, eventually opening your own cannery. You would control the product, processing, and distribution. You would need to leave this small coastal fishing village, of course, and move to Mexico City, then to Los Angeles, and eventually New York City, where you could run your expanding enterprise with proper management.